Certainly, I think the advent of digital technology was extremely important for Linkabit, and I will tell you an anecdote about that. There's a very famous vignette in the history of our business, which occurred at the very first communication theory workshop in 1970 in Florida. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows about this workshop because during the workshop there was a session on coding, and Ned Weldon made a talk in which his principal illustration was a slide with lots of rats all crowding into the corner of some cage that they were in. God knows what they were doing in that corner. And he said, basically, this is what we coding theorists are doing. We're all scrabbling around the same small set of problems, and they aren't really the relevant problems anyway. And it became known as the coding is dead talk, session, workshop. We said, coding is dead. We really, it's a played out field. We ought to stop research. This has been a recurring theme in my I've said a number of times I've spent my whole career working in fields that have been declared to be dead. Mm-hmm. This was the coding is dead workshop. Bob Lucky wrote a column on it for Spectrum 5-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it grew to say modems were dead and so forth, when actually these things were just at the takeoff point. But I didn't agree with that. And Irwin Jacobs was in the back of the room, and he rose to say, this is absolutely wrong. And he held up a 14-pin dual inline package, DIB. Mm-hmm. Which contained probably a 4-bit shift register or something, medium scale integration. And he said, this is where it's at. If there's new digital technology out there that's going to let us build all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, so once again, applications are where it's at. And he was absolutely right. And Elwin Berlekamp chimed in to the same effect. I think I may have said something to the same effect. Elwin went on to found a coding company called Cyclotomics, mm-hmm. Where he did some fantastic things in hardware. But I think that was a very important reason for Linkabit's success, is that they were riding on the first real wave of digital technology, MSI, TTL technology, which we simply didn't have available to us. Mm-hmm. We were building things out of transistors and transistors in epoxy packages that made up flip-flops and so forth.